This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
A-U-D-A-C-Y. Type that into your app search, then download Jones and Keefe
on W-E-E-I.
We have an update on Steph Diggs, which we'll get to.
Do we really?
Well, it's really more of a Cardi B update.
All right.
Which we'll get to 1 o'clock.
Okay.
We'll get back to all the latest on Steph Diggs. And turns out his girlfriend, we assume.
Yes.
I don't know all the complexities of their relationship.
Seems like they are an official item.
The story I'm looking at refers to him as her beau.
Okay.
B-E-A-U.
Was it a French story?
It is from the Daily Mail.
Okay.
don't shoot the messenger on this one, Keith.
Well, I think we have an update
coming your way.
All right, good.
At 1 o'clock. In the meantime, that was Phil Perry describing the day at OTAs yesterday. It was a quote-unquote uneven performance for the offense. That is progress. I mean, that's way better than four picks. Even I'll acknowledge that. Yeah. I still don't love what I'm reading about the offense. Now, it's early. It's a brand new offense. Drake May hasn't played for Josh McDaniels. They don't have a party boy there. Steph Diggs out on the field yet. He wasn't even present for OTAs. So I understand it could look a lot better, but let's evaluate what we've seen. Media's been there for two of these passing camps, OTAs, the last couple of weeks. He threw four picks last week. Yesterday was 9 for 17. Offense was, again, quote-unquote uneven. He had a fumbled snap. I think it's way too early to panic, but I think it's fair to say the offense doesn't sound like it's doing great so far.
No, it doesn't. And, you know, like Mike Vrabel even himself said, you know, all this stuff matters. He takes into account performance. You wouldn't be out there if it didn't matter. If it was like, oh, just when the game starts, that's what it is. I think especially when you have a group that is so new and you have a new offense and a new offensive coordinator for all these guys, every little bit counts. And yeah, it's May, like, you know, these no pads, like it's way different than what it's going to be come August. And then, you know, once you get into the regular season for sure, but every little bit you're like, all right, you got to start somewhere. And so as long as you're showing like a little bit of improvement, I guess you could take that as like a positive sign. But yeah, no, there's a lot of like unknown when it comes to this offense and what it's going to look like. You can assume that Drake May is going to take a big step forward because you're like, oh, looks like a more competent offense. There's no guarantee of it, though.
You think Vrabel wants to put a lot on May? I know we're kind of reading between the lines with things that he said. I'm with you, though. That's not how they ran their offense in Tennessee. At his introductory press conference, he talked about, like, you know, teams that are efficient running the football and stuff like this, and we gotta disrupt opposing QBs, rather, and you got to be efficient in the passing game. You got to supplement that with the run. Like, I don't get the sense he wants to put a lot on Drake May.
I really don't think so either. I think in a perfect world, they're running the ball really, really well, and they are a good defense. and they don't have Derrick Henry, but, you know, I think they still have backs. Like, he was talking up Ramondre Stevenson the other day.
Stevenson, by the way, was there yesterday.
Yeah, so he's back. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I think he wants to, because he even said early on, now, it wasn't some of the cliche stuff where you roll your eyes, where like, we're going to play smash mouth football and like punch in the snout. Like, it wasn't that, but it was.
It was trending towards that.
It was more that than not. It was like, you know, if you can have like 20, 25 good passes in a game as opposed to like, you know, 30. I don't think they're going to like let him rip. Now, it's still modern NFL. You can't win throwing for under like 200 yards a game. And Vrabel knows that. Like, Vrabel's best seasons, they had A.J. Brown. And A.J. Brown had a great year or a great couple of years with those guys. But, yeah, overall, I think the off – now, he also had a bunch of different offensive coordinators in Tennessee.
Oh, it was like,
right? He had three or four different guys.
I think he had 4 and 6 years. So, basically, it changed every year or at the most every other year. Yeah.
So, now you have McDaniels, and you look back at his track record, and, you know, a lot of it's with Brady. But then there's plenty of years with other quarterbacks, too. And so, what he likes to do as well. But I would say, overall, Vrabel's going to be more conservative than maybe – we would want him to be, or maybe even more than Drake May would want to be.
And the first month of the year, not to jump the gun on the Diggs conversation, which we'll circle back to, but the first month of the year, I'm not anticipating Diggs being out there much. I mean, Kendrick Bourne had a similar injury at a similar time. Bourne's younger, by the way. Not as good of a receiver as Diggs in his prime, obviously. But Bourne didn't come back until I think it was October 6th. So I bet Diggs will be back for the Buffalo game week 5. Maybe he's even back week 4. But I think, and if I'm wrong, I'm wrong, but I've thought this from even before they signed him, I don't think he's going to be ready week 1.
Mm.
And so that might be the kind of thing that grows and evolves over the course of the year, Keith. Like, what we see week 1 against the Raiders might be very different than what we see in December, but they may not have the opportunity to really put a lot on Drake May if it's really, for all intents and purposes, basically the same wide receiver room as a year ago. I mean, before Diggs gets out there, we're still looking at Pop Douglas and Kendrick Bourne and maybe Kayshawn Booty. Who knows how much we're going to see out of Kyle Williams early in the year. Mac Hollins, I imagine, has a role, but what is that, a 3 or 4 receiver? I mean, you might be relying largely on the same guys in the passing game to start the year if Diggs isn't ready to go.
So last year, only 6 guys threw for 4,000 or more yards. So, like, I don't think Drake May is going to be 4,000 yards passing.
Who are they? Just out of curiosity.
Joe Burrow threw for almost 5. Then Goff, my guy Baker Mayfield, Geno Smith, Sam Darnold, and Lamar Jackson.
Okay, so there is more of an avenue into that club than I would assume. But
the
guess he's out of that group. Yeah,
the next group down is Mahomes, Rodgers, Herbert. So it was like, all right, because the Chargers might actually be a good comparison. We're like, they have the guy who can do it.
I think they're a great comparison.
And, like, Herbert didn't throw
individually
any picks last year.
Individually, it's a great comp, I think, for May. He's closer to Herbert probably than Josh Allen. Herbert's way more athletic, sneaky athletic, than I think a lot of people realize.
He's like a truck.
Right. Josh Allen hits you over the head with it, with his athleticism. But Herbert's very athletic. And the coaches, to me, are very similar. First year, a year ago, with Harbaugh and Herbert. This year, first year with Vrabel and May, and Harbaugh wants to run the ball. But they evolved over the course of the year and threw it way more in the second half of the year. So that is a really good
analogy. It is amazing. I mean, the two high-end comps for Drake May coming out were Josh Allen and Justin Herbert. Justin Herbert averaged 227.6 yards a game passing. 227?
Doesn't seem like
Josh
much.
Josh Allen, in an MVP season, averaged 219.5. So, like, 220, when you think about modern-day NFL, you're like, 220 passing yards is, like, not a crazy number. Now, those guys can also run, and in the case of Herbert, he only threw 3 picks. Josh Allen, I think, only threw 6. So you got to keep that. If you're not going to throw it a lot, you can't throw any picks. But maybe that would be more, I think you'd be more inclined to see that, where if Drake May throws for 220, 225 in a game, 1 touchdown or 2 touchdowns, no picks, and then they run the ball well, I think Vrabel will sign up for that 100 times.
1,000%.
Rather than, oh, we got to get into a shootout. And we're like, shootout with what? Kyle Williams and like Kendrick Bourne? Like, I don't know if you're equipped to do that.
I don't think it's Javon Baker.
Yeah.
And Jalen Polk.
Because I think that was one of the issues with Allen last year, honestly, was like he didn't have Steph Diggs.
Yep.
Nobody else really stepped up. So he had to run. He had to put a lot of the offense on himself. They had a good running game overall. But, like, how was he going to get to 300 yards every week with the guys that he had? So as great as he is, MVP season, you don't need to throw it like that.
No, and he didn't have the personnel to do it, which is similar here. Mm-hmm. I mentioned Baker, just to bring this up again. Mike Vrabel, walked off the field yesterday with Javon Baker after practice and continued to coach him based on one play, which is a novel concept to me. I'm reading from Mike Reese. Like, the coach is actually coaching these guys.
Sweet.
I don't feel like, not to pile on Mayo, but I don't feel like there was a lot of that going on last year. What happened is Baker caught a deep pass and appeared, in Reese's words, to push off on the defender.
Got it. So offensive pass interference.
But he did actually catch one, which we should give him credit for,
Keith.
I
like that.
Because I saw the video from Freeze Pops yesterday. We ran it earlier on Twitch.
Yeah, he didn't catch
one. Where him and Polk were the first two through the line, drop.
Tough start.
Not with defenders on them.
No.
Just
or even equipment on.
Blocking,
they're just wearing helmets.
Blocking, what were those things? Blocking, not sled.
Dummies?
Yeah, exactly. Blocking dummies. So he caught a pass. He did appear to push off, and then he celebrated afterwards.
Good. I wonder what he did.
Probably because he was shocked he caught one.
Gritty?
Yeah, probably hit him with the gritty. An homage to Mac.
Or he did like a big fake like snort. Like a big like
snort. One of those.
Like the soccer players do sometimes.
Yeah.
They're like, not now.
They're
too
out,
soon.
They're outlawing.
After the dig stuff.
Thanks, John Morant. They're outlawing all the cool celebrations.
Yeah, so maybe not a gun stuff.
No.
Yeah.
Vrabel wanted him back in the huddle quickly, and he let him know that in decisive terms. So he yelled at him in real time. He's like, get back over here.
Yeah.
And then he still was coaching him coming off the field. I don't see how Baker, even if Diggs isn't ready, we went through this earlier. I don't see how Baker or Polk are on the team.
Baker does not really have much of an avenue, I don't think, to make the team outside of Diggs starts the year on PUP and maybe somebody else gets hurt. Like, not to go down that road.
Fine.
But that's
another
what it
injury
be.
Beyond Diggs, maybe. But
so,
if Diggs is out, then Booty's probably on the
just
team.
Just to paint the picture again, Javon Baker, in all likelihood, committed offensive pass interference, taunting, and delay a game.
all in one rip. Yeah, but they can only get you for one.
No,
they can throw a bunch of flags, but they can only get you for one.
They're all offsetting.
Yeah.
15 yards from the previous spot. Still first down. Yeah, that's a tough go. But yeah, it is a numbers game, and it's funny because the last 2 weeks in a row, we've played the Mike Vrabel quick Q&A that he's done at practice, and two different reporters asked him about like the crowded receiver room, which I get Vrabel's response. He's like, every team in the league has 90 guys.
Yeah,
everything's
like,
crowded.
Everybody's got 10, 12 guys in the room.
Yeah.
But that was his way of being like, the room kind of sucks.
The room does kind of stink. But yeah, it is a numbers game. Polk got opportunities last year and could not capitalize. And then Baker just didn't. And Wolf drafted both of those guys. Vrabel has no commitment to either one. So he could say, all right, let's get rid of both these guys. Or maybe he likes one more than the other. We'll see. Because I think this, in a weird way, could be good for Baker. So he got one-on-one attention from the coach.
Yep.
How does he respond? If he comes out and has like a bunch of good practices, maybe Vrabel's like, this guy actually listened to me.
I got something out of him, right.
If he doesn't, then like, see you later.
He's celebrating and then dropping passes.
I specifically told you not to do that.
I'm with you. You said this earlier. I think Baker's got a better chance of making the team than Polk. I know Polk has the higher draft capital.
More of an unknown.
But Polk was so bad last year.
Oh, he stunk.
Baker at least has the upside of, we really don't know. Bad sign he couldn't get on the field.
Yeah.
But we really don't know. All right, we got an update on the Steph Diggs situation.
What's going on there?
Doesn't sound like Cardi B is thrilled with her man.
Well, she was there.
I don't want to start any rumors, but, you know, maybe former
You're
man.
Rumor mongering.
I don't want to rumor monger, but just, you know, maybe former man. So we'll get to that coming up. Plus,
come on,
it's a Thursday, 12:45. More often than not, that means it's time for the madness. Kiefer Madness, next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
It's time for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
Richard Keefe, I think it is. Rich Keefe.
Who is that?
How are you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Joshua Adams.
What now?
It's Kiefer Madness.
Where's Keefe?
Where is he?
Where's Keefe?
Where is Keefe?
Hey, Keefe, you're a douche.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
I'm a firm believer in UFOs and Sasquatch.
That's funny.
Yo, Kiefer Madness is so hit or miss.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Okay.
Kiefer Madness?
It's Kiefer Madness on WEEI.
I bring it.
A Bigfoot killed those guys.
His head's soaked, he's walking out the door, and there's pickle juice all over the floor.
Why do you think an alien would wear a wig?
I think for aesthetic reasons.
All right, here we go. Time for Kiefer Madness on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. And Jones, we have a double mini madness.
A double mini madness?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So the last time we, on Tuesday, we had just, you know, one story.
Mm-hmm.
We have two.
Okay, the news story kind of became the story on Tuesday. Yeah. If you missed any of that, Odyssey app, but we have two today. Okay.
Do you want the one that involves an animal or the one that involves an animal? They both have animals. It's a trick question.
All right.
They're all Twix.
I'll go with the animal.
All right. We're going to start with a story down in Florida.
Developing story today. Deputies are looking for a man who they say snatched a baby gator from a mini golf business.
From a mini golf business?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not a mini golf course.
Not this was out on the course.
From the business.
Okay.
He snatched, because obviously mini golf courses have baby alligators.
I imagine most small businesses in Florida probably just, they got a baby gator somewhere.
So you're like, I'm going to steal that
gator. You might have to ask a guy to go see it. But I imagine at most places there's a baby gator.
They look around.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
You're like, it's not prominently featured, but I know there's one here. Like,
go to the seventh hole, take a left. Don't go to eight. Don't go to eight. Take a left.
No.
Like, what the hell? Yeah, there's a bunch of gators there. So, so this guy stole a baby alligator.
All right.
What'd you do with it? Do you sell it?
I don't know.
Are people in the market for it?
Storytelling us?
That's the end of the story. No, there's more to the story.
I was going to say.
Deputies are looking for a man who they say snatched a baby gator from a mini golf business. And the whole thing was caught on camera.
Oh,
you can see the man walk up to the pond where the alligator was being kept. The man used what looked to be a makeshift fishing pole to catch it.
Got to give him some points for that. He caught a baby gator with a fishing pole?
Yeah, well, they go after... I mean, you ever watch Swamp People? I mean, these things go after, like, raw chicken. They'll come right after.
Yeah, but raw chicken's a lot different than, like, a fishing pole.
What? You don't think he baited the hook?
With a chicken?
A raw chicken.
Yeah, maybe.
That's how you catch these things.
Yeah,
they love it.
Yeah, I know, but, like, I still don't really understand what he's doing.
Big gators love it.
Okay, I mean, he snatched a baby gator.
Yeah.
That's what we got.
You can see the man walk up to the pond where the alligator was being kept. The man used what looked to be a makeshift fishing pole to catch it. By the way, this happened early Monday morning in Port Richey. Deputies say he then rode off on a blue bike with the gator wrapped in a cloth, and they're still trying to figure out who the guy is.
Now that...
He's at large. Yeah, so who got it? No, he got away.
He's like one of the guys who got out of the prison in New Orleans. They're still out there.
At large.
Wow.
I think all those guys have been caught.
Oh, I thought I saw there were still two. Did they catch them all?
I think so. They caught somebody's grandma for sending them money.
Oh, my mistake. I didn't mean to put any more lies out there. So this man is still at large. He wrapped the gator up in a what? A tarp? What did they say?
I don't love that.
A cloth?
Yeah.
By the way, this happened early Monday morning in Port Richey. Deputies say he then rode off on a blue bike with the gator wrapped in a cloth.
So if you see a guy on a blue bike,
wraps
it like one of those blue bikes you rent.
Yeah, for sure.
Probably.
Yeah.
I don't think he rented it. I'm guessing he stole it.
Don't leave any evidence.
But it's Florida. I could absolutely see him just renting it and going, steal the gator and coming back.
It's like, what do you do? Like, then what?
Well,
I don't know what the end game is, and we still don't know.
Hopefully the gator's okay. He's selling it on the black market. What do you mean?
Maybe he just wanted a pet.
It's an inside job.
I was just going to say, my question is, how do you even know the gator's there? Inside job.
Yeah. No, I guess that's...
Free promotion for the business.
Now
we're talking. We're going to get on the news. We're gonna be the mini golf place with the stolen gator.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing you know, droves and droves of people are here to play mini golf.
True.
Port Richie, when you're in the area, that's where you're going to play. Inside job.
You heard right. Emotional support alligator.
Or he just takes them home, flip the script, and he just stays with them forever, like that other guy that in upstate New York, they stole the alligator. He had it for like 20 years.
Just best buds.
He's like, would you bring kids in there? He's like, well, yeah, if they wanted a picture. I'm like, well, no, sir, you can't. We're not doing that. All right, this next story, I kind of did give it away a little bit, but you can still play the guessing game.
Okay.
Here. So we got this.
Meanwhile, a Delta Airlines flight was delayed twice on Saturday after two unlikely passengers boarded the plane.
Okay.
Unruly passengers.
Two unruly or unlikely passengers.
Unlikely, I'm sorry.
So a flight got delayed because of two unlikely passengers.
So you're telling me one of these passengers is an animal, that's what you're telling me?
Or maybe two.
Two of them?
Maybe both.
Okay, wait, let's hear it.
Perhaps both.
Meanwhile, a Delta Airlines flight was delayed twice on Saturday after two unlikely passengers boarded the plane.
Do you have a guess as to what they are? It's not a human. It's not a bad human.
If there's two of them.
It's not a gator either. I'll tell you that. It's not a double gator story.
Gators
are not gator madness.
If there's two of them, lobsters mate for life. Maybe it's two lobsters.
Yeah. They
come in a tandem. Yeah.
Twice on Saturday after two unlikely passengers boarded the plane. We're talking a pair of pigeons.
Pigeons on a plane, Jones.
Right
two pigeons on a plane.
Okay.
What would your reaction be if you're walking down the plane, you just put your suitcase in the overhead, you slide into your seat, and then there's two rats with wings flying around inside the plane?
I mean, I wouldn't love it.
No.
So are they're flying around?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I think I saw footage of this the other day on the news. I didn't realize that's what they were.
They were active pigeons.
Active pigeons.
Yeah, they're flying around.
The chaos began shortly after boarding when a pigeon began flying around the cabin. There you see him there. It was removed by the ground crew, but as the plane taxied out for takeoff, a second bird appeared.
Oh, boy.
Delta has apologized for the disruption to the flight, which was going from Minneapolis to Madison, Wisconsin.
Like, sorry.
It's a short flight. I'd just be
it's a quick flight.
I'd be like, just deal with the pigeons. That's a quick flight.
Yeah, Terp has it now if you're watching on Twitch or on YouTube.
So
there's just a lot of activity. The plane's full, so like they're ready to go. This idiot trying to catch it in a jacket. Like, sir, sit down.
Well, that's a good Samaritan, I think. You don't think
Samaritan?
That's a guy trying to help everyone?
Is he doing too much?
Guys, we got we want to take off. We got business meetings to get to.
Guys, I'll get it.
Madison, Wisconsin. I got big business to take care of in Madison, Wisconsin. I'm going to let this fly. I think that guy's a hero.
He's not. He didn't even get the pigeon.
But he tried to be.
I don't know. The bird's flying around. I think you just angered the bird. Let somebody else show it again.
That's a good point. It's like,
did he knock it down, actually?
Like, yeah.
No, I don't think he did.
He's like Devers at first base.
That's true.
I was going to say, it's like Devers trying to play first. He tried, but it was not. Didn't go well.
He
definitely made contact.
The play if you're trying to get a pigeon down? You just take your jacket and spread it out like that?
I imagine it's now caked in pigeon poop. I think that's how they work. So
I think I pop a sneaker off
if it's
and
a
just slap down at it. Like a giant bug or something.
Don't you think?
He's like trying to catch it in his jacket.
I like how he just...
That's not the
point. That guy is just chomping away on gum, Joe Mazzulla style.
He is.
Look at him.
He's a maniac.
He's just like, let me get this thing.
He's like, I've been waiting my whole life for a situation like this.
He's ready for it. He's like, buy me this time. I'm ready for it now if it comes back by. Look at him. Just chomping away.
They should at least throw you like a free sandwich or something on the flight. Like, oh, sorry about the delay because we let birds on.
I'd imagine they give you something.
They should throw you something.
Yeah.
Wi-Fi's free, everybody. Go crazy.
Anyway? What was it?
Aren't the meals usually free
anyway? Dude, nothing's free.
Snacks.
Oh, okay. So peanuts.
Typically
crackers
are free. Although Southwest.
Not even sometimes.
Southwest is charging you for bags now.
Dude, I'm still sore from my Spirit Airlines flight. Jiminy Cricket. What'd he say?
He said, go on.
in a bad way. Damn. Sore in a bad way.
Yeah, no, you still are.
I couldn't fit in the seat. I couldn't fit in the seat. And then
seats are getting smaller. It's a real...
They charge you for everything.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, you want to turn your air on? $9. I'm like, they're my air on for $9. I'm sitting there sweating.
No chance I would pay for that.
No, I didn't pay for the air.
No chance. I'm fighting for all the elbow room I can get. Oh, I wouldn't pay.
I had none.
Wouldn't pay a dime. I already bought these flights. Wouldn't pay a dime.
Two people next to me.
I could be starving. It doesn't matter. If they charge me for my air, I'd be sweating bullets. Wouldn't pay a dime.
Cross-country flight. I'm like, I'll just sweat this out. Smashed into the window, sit next to two manatees. Nice people, but like just enormous.
They're nice manatees.
Manatees,
yeah, is what they were.
I locked eyes with them too as they were coming down the aisle.
Yeah,
I'm like,
no,
you better not be 23A and B up there. 23A and B. There I am. and I'm crunched.
They're both in 23
Could
a and
be? They for sure
they
were.
They float over into
oh
each.
Oh, my God. That was awful.
Okay.
So, actually, you know what? If it was either that or pigeons, give me the pigeons all day long.
I don't even think the pigeons were that bad.
No. They will drop a lot of feces, and they're ripe with disease. The pigeons?
Yeah.
Ripe.
Oh, they're eating all kinds
covered
of
covered in
they're
disease.
They're eating anything they can find.
That's walking crazy. Around in their own poop.
It's not great.
They're flying rats.
Yeah. Well, that's true. Okay. Anyway. What do we call this? A double dip?
Double madness. Double mini madness.
Double creature feature.
Yes.
Really is what it was.
Baby alligator and some pigeons.
In the madness. Kiefer, I'll tell you what. Maybe the guy was on that flight. He said, I got a way to catch these pigeons. Baby gator.
Baby gator, get them.
He said, let me get them up. Let me get them.
I'll
chow them right down. Okay. Let's get back to Steph Diggs. How big of an issue is the video on the boat? His absence from OTAs yesterday, and I'll tell you who thinks it's an issue.
Oh, boy.
That'd be Cardi B.
Oh, no.
Let's get to her with all your thoughts next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.